Perek Beis in the Sechel Rosh Hashanah is learned Leilu Nishmas Sora Relke Bashner Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achrin Shul Pesach Yalofim Toshin Ayin. And the Mishnayis is learned Leilu Nishmaso to benefit her soul, Tehei Nishmaso Tzruro B'Tzrei Rachayim. This chapter is dedicated by Bruce and Donna Leeds. Says the Mishnah Aleph in Perek Beis, Imein non makirin eisei, if Beis Din of Yerushalayim don't recognize that this person is an honest person, the witness that came to testify about the new moon is an honest person. So, Beis Din of his city sent another pair of witnesses that they should testify about this person who is testifying for the new moon, that he is an honest person. But Rishayna, in the beginning, they would accept testimony about the new moon from all people. When the heretics, they used to hire false witnesses, they should go and trick Beis Din. Hiskinu, so Beis Din instituted. They should not accept any testimony, only from the people that they know. Says the Bartanura, Im einon makirim oisoi, if Beis Din doesn't recognize him, Im ein Beis Din makirin esa eid, Im neman v'kosher, who if Beis Din doesn't recognize the witness who's testifying about the new moon, whether he's trustworthy and whether he's fit, so then Mishalchin, so then the Beis Din of his city send along Achad imoi, another pair of witnesses with him. Zug achar, says the Bartanura, Zug achar shal edim, another pair of witnesses, lahoyid olav, to testify about him, lifnei Beis Din Hagodol, in front of the great Beis Din Shemekachin as a chodesh, who sanctified the moon. So they're going to be testifying about this person that he is a kosher witness. In the beginning, they would accept the testimony from all people. Mishashkil kilu haminim, once the heretics have ruined. What they did was, says Bartanur, Shesochru Eide Sheker, they hired false witnesses, Lahatis, to trick the Beis Din. Lahatis is a Beis Din. As a Chachomim, to trick the sages. So then, Beis Din instituted not to accept only from those who they recognize. Mishnah Beis. Barishoyna hoyu masin masuois. In the beginning, they would put on fires on the high mountains. They should know in all of Eretz Yisrael on which day Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh. So if Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh the 30th day, so then the night that after the 30th day, they would put on a fire on the mountains. So everybody knew that that day was Rosh Chodesh, and that is the day that in Nisan and in Tishrei, they started to count for Yom Tov. And if the night there was no fire, so then they knew that Rosh Chodesh will be the next day. After the Kusim ruined, so when Beis Din did not make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, they did not put on the fire, but the Kusim went and put on a fire to trick the Jews that they should think that today is Rosh Chodesh, so that they shouldn't make the Yom Tov in the right time. So then Hiskinu, so Beis Din instituted that there should be no more putting on fire, but only you should send out agents in every city in order to tell them when they should make Yom Tov. Says the Bartanura, after they sanctified the month, so they didn't need to hire agents L'shleach l'goylo l'idea, to send to the exile to notify them. Shamasuya yisoyimediyin oison, because these flames would let them know. But mishakil kilu hakusim, after the kusim root. Ve'siyu gam heim masuyis, they also lead these fires. Shaloi bizman, not in the time. Lahat is to trick. L'fisha Beis Din lohoyu masin masuyis, because Beis Din would not put up this fire, Ella Lachoidesh and his Kaddish B'yim Laman, only on the month that was sanctified became Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. And if at the night of the 30th day they would not put in a fire, Hakol Yoidim, everybody would know Shachodesh Mu'ubar, that the month is a full month, that it's 30 days. Pamachas of Rubez Din as Chodesh. So one time it happened that Beis Din made the month a full month. V'loyosu Masuis Le'erev, and they did not make this fire in the evening Shal Yom Shloshim. And the, when the Kusim went, Yisiyu B'horim Shalahem, they put up the fires in their own mountains. V'hitu B'nei HaGoyl Lasis Choser, and they tricked the people of the exile for them to make it only of 29 days. Mishnah Gimel, Keitzad Hoyu Masin Masuois, how did they light these fires? Mevi'im Klun Soyis Shel Erez Aruchim, they would bring sticks from cedar trees, long ones, Vekonim, and thin sticks, Ve'atzi Shemen, and thick wood, and Oyre Shel Piston, and sticks that fall out of the flax when you bang them. And he tied it all around with the string around the big stick. Then he went up to the top of the mountain. He would put on the fire on them. And he would take the stick with the fire. He led it to himself and out, in and out. And he would raise it to Moirid, and he would lower it until he saw that his partner on the other side also does Berei Shahar Hasheni on the top of the other mountain, and so on the top of the third mountain. Says the Bartanura, they would bring Klunusois Shel Erez, those are Eitzim Aruchim Gevoyim, those are long, tall wood. Targum Neis, the translation of the word of Neis is Klunus, high. Kedesh Yirah LeMerochik, so that Yirah LeMerochik, you can see in the distance. So that's why they brought it. The Neis means a sign, so to see from far. And then they would bring Vekanim Ve'atzi Shemen Una'odes Shel Pishton. Kol Elu, all these different types of wood, Marbim Shel Heves, they increase the flame. It says the Mishnah Daled, Ma'ayin Hoyu Masin Masuais, from which mountain did they light the fire? Mehar HaMishchol Di Sartiva, from the mountain which is called the Har HaZeis in the Mount of Olives to the mountain which is called Sartiva. Umisartiva Li Grufino, from the mountain Sartiva to the mountain Grufino. Umigrufino Li Chavron, from the mountain Grufino to the mountain Chivron. Umechavron the base Balsin, from Chavron to the mountain, Chavron to the mountain, base Balsin, umibase Balsin, loizozu misham, from base Balsin, they did not move, elomelechum maybe, but rather they would lead the fire to and fro, umaylo merid, and lead up and down, acheyeroya, until he would see kol hagoyla, the entire, bavel, in front of him, kimduras esh, like a flame of fire, because everybody would go up with a flame of fire on their own roofs. So the Batanura, started off from the Mahara Mishcha, that's Har HaZeisim, that's the Mount of Olives, Shuneged Yerushalayim Bimizrocha, that's to the east of Yerushalayim, on the east side of Yerushalayim. And then from that light, they would have received the Kol HaGoyla, the entire good, that's B'nai Babel, the people of Babel. There was Kimdura Seish, it was like all a flame of fire. Shekol Echad Ve'echad Noit Lavuko, Ma'il Rishgaga, for each one would take a flame and go up to the top of their mouth. Says the Mishnah, hey, that Chotzer G'day Lohisub Yerushalayim, there was a large yard in Yerushalayim, Ubeis Yazik, Hoisub Nikras, they used to call it Beis Yazik. Well, the Shom Kolei, the Miskansin over there in this yard, all the witnesses would gather, based in Beit Kinesim Shom, and the court, the based in, would listen to them, to the testimony. They would make them big meals, Bishvil Shehud Gilin Lovoy, so they should be used to, they should want to come. But Shoin, Eloi Hayuzozim Shom Kolei, in the beginning, the witnesses that used to come on Shabbos from further than the Tchum Shabbos, they would not be permitted to go out from the courtyard the entire day of Shabbos. Hiskin Rav Gamliel Hazokein, so Rav Gamliel, the elder, instituted Sheyu Malchan Alpayim Amul Chol Ruach, they should be permitted to go 2,000 Amos in every site, but Lo Yehil Bilvad, and not only to the witnesses alone did they permit to go the 2,000 Amos in every site. But even a midwife that comes on Shabbos from a distance which is more than Tchum Shabbos to help with the birth of a child, or one who comes to save people from a fire, or from robbers, or from a river, or from a house that has fallen in on people, all these people that came on Shabbos from a distance which is greater than the Tchum Shabbos to do a mitzvah, so they have the same rule as the people from the city, and the Yeshlem Apayim Amal Chol Ruach, and they have 2,000 Amos, they have 2,000 cubits to every side. The Mishnah said that in the beginning they would not move from their old days, they would move all day. Those witnesses that came out outside of the Tchum Shabbos, their boundary of Shabbos, then they came to testify. So the halacha is that one who goes outside of the Tchum only has 4 Amos, 4 cubits. So what happened with these people? They got stuck in the chotzer for the whole yontiv until Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, he instituted that if you're coming for a mitzvah, you have a paim amah like the people of the city. Mishnah Vav, Keitzad Beit Kinesa Eidim, how did they investigate the test of the witnesses? Zoyuk Shabbat Rishayim, the pair of witnesses that came first, Beit Kinesim Rishayim, then they would question them first. They would bring in the oldest one of the witnesses from this peer, and they say to him, say, how did you see the moon? Lifnei hachamo, or the points of the levona, were they opposite the sun, or behind the sun? Litzafoina, to the northern side of the sun, or Lidreimo, to the southern side of the sun. Kamoya Gavoya, how high was the moon from the ground according to your estimation? Ulai Yenoyenaita, and to which direction were the points of the Levona, whether to north or to the south? Kamoya Roche, how was the width of the moon, according to your opinion? Im Omar Lifnei Achamo, if he says that the points of the Levona was opposite the sun, then he didn't say anything, which means we don't believe what he says. And if the witnesses said that the points of the Levona was behind the sun, so then they would bring in the other witness of Beit Kinesi. And you also questioned him the same question that you asked the first witness. If it turns out that their words are equal, they're accurate, so then their testimony is good. And all other peers of the witnesses, they ask them only the beginning of the matters. They just ask him something. Not that you needed them to testify, because you already have these witnesses. Just they should not go out being sad. They should be accustomed to come and to say, and that's why this way they'll want to come. So the Bartanura, when they were asking him about the moon, whether it was lifnei hachamo ila achar hachamo, before the sun or after the sun. So what they were asking is, Bikimosa, the blemish of the Levono, was Lifnei Achamo, was it tilting towards the sun, or to another side? Balokotoni Sefer, about this it says in the second part of the Mishnah, Im Omar Letzad Achamo, if he says that the blemish was towards the sun, Laomar klum, then he hasn't said anything. Sheme oilom loiraso chamo pigimoso shel levono. The sun never saw the blemish of the levono. Meaning the blemish of the levono is not in the side of the sun. The laoilom achilek hamoi hameir mimeno, for always the portion that shines from the sun, noita litzad hashemesh, that is towards the side of the sun. Vachelek hapogum, and the part that is blemished, that is not seen of the sun, of the moon, noita litzad acher, that tilts to the other side. Then they asked him, b'tzofeino b'dreima, on the north or the south, shalavono mislacheches min hashemesh, because the moon distances itself from the sun, pam litzad tzof, and sometimes to the north, pam litzad dorim, sometimes to the south. Ve'im yeidu beis din mederech ha-cheshbonim, beis din knows by way of calculation, shebe'ois ha-zman ruyo, that at that time it is fit sheti litzad tzof, and it needs to be in the north. Ve'omru ha-eidim, and the witnesses say, she-ra'u noita litzad dorim, that they saw a tilt towards the south, ve'ibcha, then we know that they are false witnesses. Then they ask him, "Kama hois o gavoya? How high was it?" From the ground, by your estimation. If one of the witnesses says gavoya shtei kaimis, it was like two stories high. And one says shalish edusim kiyemis. Then the testimony is accepted, stands. But one says three, one says five, then the testimony is nullified. Then they also ask him, and where the head of the blemish, to which side has it tilting? The tzad sofer and the tzad dorim. Is it to the north side or to the south side? How wide was it? So the Martinura Shalavono Mishtana, the Levona changes Shiura, its measure. How distant it is from the sun or how close it is, and that's how it changes around. So that's why all these things have importance to figure out if it's a true testimony. Mishnah Zayin. Reish Beizdin Eimer Mekudesh. After then they listened to the witnesses and they accurately said, so then the adult of the Beizdin says that the month should be holy. Chol Ha'om Einim Achra Mekudesh Mekudesh, and the entire people that are there respond, Mekudesh Mekudesh, holy, holy. Bein Shenira Bizmani, whether the moon was seen in the right time, the night, which belongs to the 30th day, also when it wasn't seen in time. In other words, it was seen by the 31st day, so still the elder of the Beis Din says, says, if this moon wasn't seen in its time, then you don't sanctify it. You shouldn't, don't say Mekudesh, Shekvar Kitshur Shemai, because it's already been made holy in the heaven, and they don't need the Beis Din to do the Kiddush. Says the Bartanur, Reish Beis Din Eimer Mekudesh, the head of the Beis Din says Mekudesh Diksiv, it says, Vayikrachov Gimul Vaydaber Moishes Meyadei Hashem, Moishes speaks the festivals of Hashem, Mekan. From here we learn that it was Moshe that Shereish Beis Din, the name of Mekudesh, is the head of Beis Din that says Mekudesh. And Bechol Ha'mayinim Acharov, and all the people respond after him, Diksiv, because in the pasuk continues over there in Vayikra Chav Gimel, it says, Mayadei Hashem Asher Tikru Oisom Kri Be'atem, read you, meaning all the Yidden, say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, the Chosr Ksiv Leivav, because it's without a vav over there. So the word oisom can also be read as atem, that atem should proclaim Mekudesh. Mekudesh, Mekudesh, we say trei zimna twice, diksiv, because the pasuk says, mikroi kodesh, called. Shnei mikroi, there are two callings, kodesh, kodesh. So he says that we would say that whether it was said, shenira bizmanoi, it was seen in time, b'leil shloshim, on the night of the 30th, or in other ways. But Rav Lezer Tzaddik says, "Im loy nira bizmane," if it wasn't seen on the night of the 30th, and then v'koyim Rosh Chodesh le'echad v'shloishim, and you set up the 31st as the Rosh Chodesh, and mekachin oisa, then you don't have to sanctify this. Shekidush haChodesh in the chayva, there is no obligation to sanctify the month. The Amar Krobe, because the pasuk says v'ikra chavei. V'kidashtim es shnasa chamishim shona, you sanctify the 50th year. Shonim ato mekadish, you have to sanctify the year shechoyv al bezdin loymar, that's an obligation of bezdin to say mekudesh es shona v'shnasa yevil, that the year is sanctified on the year of yevil. But v'ein ato mekadish chodoshim, but you don't have to sanctify months. She'ein chayv al bezdin loymar achodesh mekudesh, bezdin is not obligated to say that the month is mekudesh. But when it is seen in his time, then mekachin oisu, then they have to sanctify it, neshet tzarich chizuk, because you need strengthening from it. So that's why it needs to be mekadosh. But there is no chiyuv to be mekadosh. That if it's not nira bizmanei, then we don't need to say mekudosh. Mishnah Ches. The Musuris Lavana is the images of the Lavana, Hoyle Rav Gamliel, the Tablo, Ubekoichel Bal Yosef. Rav Gamliel had it drawn on a board and on the wall in his attic. Shabbohem Mares had Yetis with them, he would show the ordinary people, Vaimer, and he would say, Hakozer Yisof, did you see this shape, Oikozer, or this shape? Maisa Shaboshnaim, it happened that two witnesses came for Amr, and he said, Reinu Shachar b'Mizrach, we saw it, the new moon in the morning in the east side. Ba'arviz b'Mayrev, and at night time we saw it in the west side. Amr Abiyachim Anuri, so Abiyachim Anuri said, Hey, they shaker him, these are false witnesses. Shabo li Yavne, when the testimony, when the witnesses came to Yavne, Kiblon Rab Gamliel, Rab Gamliel accepted them as good witnesses. Void Boshnaim, and it happened again that two witnesses came, Vamru, and they said, Roinu Bizmane, we saw the new moon in the time, and the night that was to the 30th day, Belayli Bure Lenira, and in the night which belongs to the 31st day, we did not see it. We keep the Abgamliel, and Abgamliel accepted the testimony. Amar Abidaisu ben Harkinas, so Abidaisu ben Harkinas said, Eide Sheker Hain, these are false witnesses. How could they testify on a woman that she gave birth a child, and the next day her stomach is between her teeth, and the next day everybody sees that she's still carrying the baby? So also by the moon, if she was seen the night that we hope that belongs before the 30th day, so then the night that belongs to the 31st day, sure she should have been seen. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Deisa, Royan is Dvarecho, I see your words as correct, that Rish Chodesh needs to be on the 31st day. Said the Bartanura that there was an image of Tzureis Levonois, images of the Levonis. Shiur HaYireach, there was measurings of the size of the moon, ulezit sad karneo noites, into which side the rays are tilting. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah says there was a story that they saw it in the morning in the east and the evening in the Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yechman said they were false witnesses, but when they came to Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. Kiblu Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. Zogt Bar Tanura, loy mipnei shechoshav, it's not because he thought that the sun can be seen in the morning, you can see in Mizrach, in the beginning when the sun sprouts. That same day, should be seen in the west when the sun sets. That's impossible. But he accepted their witnesses in this that he said, that they saw the moon on the west at night time. Because he knew by the calculation, according to the calculations, that it was possible for it to be seen in that night. Ubamesha Amru Sharu Shachris Bamizrach, this that they said that they saw it in the morning in the east, Amr he said to him, they made a mistake. It was like clouds that seemed like the moon was appeared to them in the sky. So we learned in a braisa, one time the skies were filled with clouds, and the image of the Levana was seen on the 27th of the month. So we see that there's a possibility for things to look like a moon. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri d'Amar Eid Shekir, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who said that they're false witnesses, according to his calculation, was seen to him, it was impossible that the moon should be seen at that night, Shomru Eidim Shirao, he said that the witnesses said they saw. Amar Eid Shekir, that's why he said they're false witnesses. Because in between this, the seeing, and between the Moilad, when the new moon is comes into being, according to his opinion, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, kol kach zman, so much time, she yefshe shetiroi boi, that it should be seen in it. Ba'asei shivram gamli ba'braisa. That's what Rabbi Gamliel responds in the braisa, not in the Mishnah, but in the braisa. Kach mechubulani mis avi abo. So I've received by tradition from my father's father, pa'omim bo barucho, Upamim Babik Tsara, which means Kulaimar. Shazman Shiyesh bin Amoila Chitiro Hayerech, the time that it takes be in between when the moon is born anew until it's actually seen, Ein Shove Loilom, it's not always the same. Elapamim Tiya Tnuas Hayerech Mihira. Sometimes the movement of the moon is quick, and sometimes it's delayed. According to the speed of the movement of the moon at that time, Don Ragamliel, Ragamliel judged that it was fitting for the moon to be sitting on, to be seen in that night. That's why Ragamliel accepted the witnesses. So what they said was, they said the Reinu Bismanoi, that is, first they said Beleil Shloshim, we saw in the time, and then they said Beleil Burei, but on the night of the 31, we didn't see it. That's another story that happened, the Mishnah Beres Dam, Bekibna Rav Gamliel. And Rav Gamliel accepted it. Zag de Martinura, Loi, Bipnei Shenemar, Shenoimar, not because we're going to say Shnisrach Kereich Meir Shemesh B'lei Lamed, that the moon was distant on the from the sun on the night of the 30th Achitiroi until it was seen. U'b'leil Shloishim Be'echad, and on the 31st Chosr L'Achareo, she went backwards in this carpet. So Hashemesh, she became closer to the sun Achitiroi until it was covered. She'ein Ereich Hezeres L'Achareo. The moon doesn't go backwards. Elo'isim Halcha B'sivuv B'galgala, but rather it does its path in the circle in its own sphere. But Rabbi Gamliel knew through his calculations that on that day that the witnesses said that they saw it, knew that the sun, the moon has already been distant enough from the sun until it can be seen. That's why he accepted the testimony. And this that he said that on the night of the Ibur, on the 31st, it wasn't seen. Maybe that was because the cloud covered it. Or another cause was Shehem Leino always didn't see it. And so Rabbi Yeshua says, and Rabbi Yeshua said that he likes what Rabbi Deisu ben Rakinas said. Rabbi Deisu ben Rakinas said that false witnesses can't say he disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Deisu ben Rakinas, and he said he can't see that they should see it on the night of the 30th and not see it on the night of the 31st. So the Mishnah tests Shalach le'Rav Gamliel, so Rav Gamliel sent to Rav Yeshua, Goizrani olecha, I decree upon you, Shetavi etzli, you should come to me, b'maklach u'b'moyisecha, with your stick and with your money, b'yem ha'kipurim shechal li'iz b'chesh b'necha, on Yom Kippur, which comes out according to your calculation. Halach, so Rav Yeshua went, u'metzoy Rav Akiva meitzes, Rav Akiva found that he was in pain. Amar lei, so Rav Akiva said to Rav Yeshua, Yesh li lilmeid, I can learn shekol masha osa Rav Gamliel, that everything that Rav Gamliel did also is done. Shenamar, because it says in the Torah, Eilem mayad Hashem. These are the festivals, the Yom Tovim, from Hashem. Mikroi kodesh, they are called holy. Hashetigru oisom, that you will call them. Ben bizmano, whether they're in their time. Ben shle bizmano, whether they're not in the time. Ainli Moedis, we have no Yom Tov Ela Elu, only these that Beis Din say that they're Yom Tov. Bolo Eitzel Rabbi Deisi Ben Arkinas, so Rabbi Yeshua came to Rabbi Deisi Ben Arkinas, Omar Lei, so Rabbi Deisi Ben Arkinas said to Rabbi Yeshua, In Boim Onu Lod Nachar Beis Din Shrav Gamliel, if we're going to second guess the Beis Din of Gamliel, Tzrichim Onu Lod Nachar Kol Beis Din of Beis Din Shomad Mimesh Meshav Dachshav, then we need to question every Beis Din that was from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until now, Shenamar, as it says, "Vayal Moshe v'Aaron Nodav v'Aviv v'Shiv Mizikne Yisrael," that Moshe and Aaron Nodav v'Aviv and the 70 elders of the Jewish people. V'lomol nisparshu shmeisim shel zekenim. Why does the Torah not mention the names of the elders? Elalamed, but to teach us, shakol shloishu shloishu shamdu Beis Din al Yisrael, that any three people that became a Beis Din by amongst the Jews, Harayuki Beis Din Shel Moshe, then it's like the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbein. Not L'makla Moshe V'yodi, so Rabbi Yeshua took his stick with his money in his hand, V'olach L'yavne Tzerem Gamliel, and he came to Yavne Tzerem Gamliel, B'yem Shechal Yom Kippur L'yiz V'cheshbeinei, on the day that Yom Kippur came out according to his cheshbein. Omed Rabbi Gamliel, V'noshkal Reisha, Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed him on his head to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Lois, Rav Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Boi b'sholoim Rabbi v'talmidi, come with joy, my teacher and my student. Rabbi b'chochma, you are my teacher in wisdom, v'talmidi, but you're my student, shekibal t'dvorei, because you have accepted my words. So after Rav Gamliel decreed that Rabbi Yeshua should come to him with his stick and with his money in Kippur, that was according to his calculation, so the Mishnah says, Holoch Motzei Rabbi Akiva Meitza. So Rabbi Akiva found that Rabbi Yeshua was very troubled. And so explained the Bartanura, the Rebbe was troubled, Al Shanossi, because the leader, Gozer Olov, decreed upon him, L'chalel, as to desecrate the Hashem. So Rabbi Akiva told him, I said, Shetikru, that they call him the Bikri is Beis Din Tola HaKosov. The Torah hinges Rosh Chodesh, the Yom Tov, and when Beis Din calls him. So then Rabbi Yeshua came to Rabbi Deisu, and he asked him, so he said, well, we have to listen, this is the Beis Din. And he explained to him, Lomo le nisparshu shmeisim, welcome, the names of this king were not specified. So that if a person will come challenge or to question on a Beis Din that is his generation to say, is this Beis Din then equated to Moshe Aaron or Kelda the Maiden? So we say to him, maybe he is important like those that were remained, like the other ones, Shalini Sparsha Shmeisim, name were not specified. So we see that's why the Torah did not specify the names, to give room for those sages too, and that's why they have to accept the Beis Din, and he accepted the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel. This completes Perik Sheni in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.